boy on a barroom floor had drunk so much that he could hold no more. So he fell asleep with a troubled brain to dream that he rode on the hell-bound train. As say leaves are to a forest, and they're very, very closely related. While I'm driving along, I must be going 70, 80 miles an hour, because that's the way you drive on these flat roads that go through the prairie. When I see coming off to my left, way off to my left, I see a train coming. It's a diesel. That flat, low shovel front. Streamliner. And he was bawling it. I mean bawling it. And you could tell, you know, when a train is bawling it, because you can't really hear it come. You can just see it because he's really moving ahead of the sound. And he is clipping along maybe 95, you know, out on the flat country. These trains will hit in the vicinity of 100 to 115. And he's just booming along. Maybe 40 or 50 cars behind him, roaring along. I see him way off on the horizon. He's maybe 15, 20 miles away. He's coming from the left, going to make a direct, just leave it on there. He's going to make a direct 90-degree angle to the road I'm on. I see way ahead of me, I see the blinker go on. This red light starts to flash. It was about 8 o'clock in the evening, just as twilight was coming on, a summer night. And I see ahead of me, I see a guy in a Pontiac. He's about a quarter of a mile ahead. We're the only two cars on the road. And we're booming along at maybe 75, maybe 80. I can't believe it.